IRS notices can be intimidating, but waiting to act could cost you your valuable taxpayer rights. Don't try to handle the IRS alone. These agents are trained to track you into agreements designed to collect as much money as possible. Don't pay thousands of dollars to a marketing company claiming to be a tax resolution firm. Get behind the shield. The enrolled agents at Elite A Tax and Financial Services are experts at tax resolution, protecting taxpayers' rights, and are federally licensed to represent taxpayers before the IRS. Elite A Tax and Financial Services has the knowledge, skill, and experience to assist you with audit representation, liens, levies, offers and compromise, innocent spouse relief, wage garnishment, back taxes, and more. Don't lose sleep, time, or your rights as a taxpayer. Make your appointment today at elite8financial.com to schedule a consultation and get the IRS off your back. Get behind the shield.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Entrepreneur Shit Happens. I'm your host, T. Marlene, and we just ask that you continue to share, like, and subscribe. And don't forget to leave us some reviews or voice messages. On this week's episode, Cassia Troy and I speak with Jolene Sheldon, owner of the Emotional Theater. Take a journey with us as she shares her entrepreneurial journey and also helps us tap into our emotional intelligence. Enjoy.
In today's economy, many are sitting with heavy questions about their careers, finances, and work-life balance. Maybe you're wondering if working two jobs is worth your valuable time and energy, or how to be more available to yourself and your family, or if now is the right time to make that career transition, career advancement, or jump into entrepreneurship. Hi, my name is Tara Haislip. I'm the CEO of Grounded Energy 111, international best-selling author and spiritual career mentor. I help entrepreneur women and corporate career women create soul-aligned careers around their lifestyles. If you are or have been feeling like you want to do more with your career by making that change, advancement, or start your own business, I invite you to my free monthly workshop, the Be a Boss Workshop, where you'll meet other women going through similar career transitions and experience an interactive group coaching workshop. For more information, follow me on Instagram at grounded_energy111. Join the Grounded community through my link tree and my Instagram bio. Check things out on my website at www.groundedenergy111.com or email me at tara@groundedenergy111.com. And I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Do us a favor and tell our listeners who you are and what do you do?
My name is Jolene Sheldon. I am the founder, creative director, and EQ coach of a startup called Emotional Theater. So Emotional Theater is a story-driven virtual platform that teaches emotions and empathy through theatrical activity.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Now, is this for corporations or individuals? Who's your audience?
So it's a little bit wide. We provide tools and resources that we hand off to schools, nonprofits, organizations. This could go corporate. To take those and interact with their members, students, staff, et cetera.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Okay. So why did you decide to become an entrepreneur?
Yeah. So this is my first startup. My story starts with a jolt to my emotional well-being. So, I had lost my husband and I was deep within grief and depression that had overwhelmed my state of mind. And so I'm a curious creative by nature. I find my warmth and comfort in creative spaces. And so I thought to myself, okay, what if I create something that had the ability to enhance the emotional well-being of others and then give me that creative space that I needed to mend. And so I dove into this project and I'm a solopreneur. And so I built and I created and I, you know, kind of found this space that gave me exactly what I needed and hopefully, you know, gives others, you know, all of what I've built to enhance themselves. So I wrote 2 children's books. I created an interactive website. I created 3D augmented reality costumes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. And so through that process, I, you know, built this whole environment. And now starts the hard part of entrepreneurship for me anyways. Now what, right?
Right.
You built it, you did it, you have it. And then how do you get it into the world? How do you get out there? How do you promote it? How do you sell it? How do you, you know, how do you do, you know, all those things that need to be done? And, you know, it pulls me out of my creative, happy, warm space and into uncharted territories of doing things that are out of my comfort zone and that I don't know a lot about. And so, you know, it's navigating that landscape of, you know, finding the resources and people to help you and, you know, grow your knowledge about what you need to do. And I've been in an accelerator or two and, you know, just trying to, you know, find the path of the what now.
Right. And I understand that as well as a creative myself. The only problem with that in entrepreneurship when you are creative is learning how to balance that and get the resources and the help and knowing when to, you know, delegate things so that you don't come fully out of your creative space. Because I know for myself, speaking for myself, I got very worn out because I was doing all the other things, of course, because we're solopreneurs. I was doing all the other things that wasn't, you know, tapping into my creativity and was really draining my spirit. So once I learned how to delegate and also ask for help, that's a big thing. If you're not used to asking for help and those things, I was able to get back into what made me start the business, my creativity and helping others. I can't help others if I'm stressed out over being customer service, tech support, and all that other stuff. So I totally get it. And my condolences to you.
Definitely.
You're welcome. So question for you, were you working a full-time job? How did you make that transition?
So I ended a full-time job and dove into this. So I remarried a wonderful human who has supported this endeavor. And so that's my guiding light to allow me to do this full time.
Awesome. Glad to hear that.
So yeah, I'm trying to like understand a little bit more. Is it like a do you have like a commercial space or like a platform or forum to where people could come and engage, and y'all have like maybe like an improv thing where you deal with emotions? Or I'm just trying to get like more of a visual of what it is.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of all of that, of what you just said. So it's a space that provides tools for learning. So you learn about your emotions, how to ramp those emotions up, how to tamp those emotions down. What happens when 2 emotions come together and you get a new emotion? For instance, when you combine joy and trust, you feel love. And so it's that. It's all these learning components. And then it's all these practice tools. So there's a bunch of activities that are on the website that allow you to practice what you've learned. There is a 40 video EQ series that covers, they're short, bite-sized videos that cover your intrapersonal skills, which are your personal competencies of emotional intelligence, and your interpersonal skills, which are your social skills of emotional intelligence. And when you build those two skills stronger, you enhance your empathy. And then there is a virtual play. So it's based off of a chapter book that takes the characters through 16 emotions, and you're getting into augmented costume, and you're stepping into that character, and then you're expressing those emotions through that interaction of play. So all of those tools and resources are available through the site. And then, you know, they're handed off to organizations to interact with all of those components with their members and students and et cetera to, you know, grow together. It's communal.
Right. That's awesome. Do you have any like therapists working with you, working with it as well? Because that definitely sounds like something, because it reminds me somewhat of when my daughter had play therapy. It was kind of, you know, getting her in touch with her emotions and things of that nature. So do you work with anything like that?
Yes, it is definitely available for therapists, school counselors. It is a, you know, robust tool for that. It 100% covers art therapy, drama therapy, dance and movement therapy. Nice. You know, it touches all of those components for that vertical. Absolutely.
Awesome.
So what do you love most about this? Because you had a lot. So what do you love most about being an entrepreneur and being in this space?
So the very first thing that was built out for this business was the 3D characters. And so once they were built out, like the sky opened up of possibility. It wasn't just a book and, you know, I'm illustrating and, you know, characters. It wasn't just a website. It was so much more. So the excitement now comes into the possibilities of Web3. This going in, you know, far beyond AR into virtual reality, into XR technologies, into a metaverse space, you know, like that immersive experience for teaching functions. That is extremely exciting to me at this point. Yeah.
So, well, what do you find most challenging about being an entrepreneur, especially as a solopreneur?
So solopreneur at the beginning was, you know, was comfort, right? It was, right. You know, you control all the creative, you control the direction, you know, you're building this out of your imagination. And so now that it's built out, the challenge comes in, you know, I can no longer be a one woman show here that, you know, to take this where it needs to go and to get it out into the world, it requires so much more. And I think that is now the biggest challenge and hurdle. Is to find those people to pull in, to, you know, find the resources, to, you know, find the team, to find the finances, to find, you know, the right, you know, marketing arm. I mean, I think, you know, the business side, right?
That is now
the challenge. Where, you know, all I want to do is to retreat back to my warm, comfortable, creative spaces and dream big about what can happen with
and not run a bit. Yeah.
Right. And so that's it is, you know, is that, and, you know, they're not easy roads, you know, I mean, there's, you know, it's a lot of networking and it's, you know, even that in itself is difficult and tough to do. So, so that, you know, the business side of running a business is now the hurdle.
Now, do you think it would have been, because everybody approaches entrepreneurship differently. Do you think it would have been easier if you had built the team and the system first before you actually built the thing? You get what I'm saying?
Well, I think it was a it was a large decision to keep it just myself for financial reasons. Like, you know, I couldn't pay for a team, right? I couldn't bring anybody on. I mean, yes, I would have liked to do that, but you know, there, you know, all of the building that took place to even have a viable concept and a product was me, you know, and my limited resources. So yeah, if I, you know, if I had, you know, the funding to build the team at the start, absolutely. And would it have made, you know, even that process easier? Absolutely. And, you know, still now at the end of it, there still isn't, you know, this giant piggy bank of, you know, let's go hire a team, right? I mean, if it was that, it would have started with that. And, you know, it's still that struggle.
Right. I understand that. So what do you found most challenging about, you kind of mentioned what's challenging, actually. I think, is that overall your most challenge in so far in your journey? Because it, I know you on your form, you said that you've been an entrepreneur for about 5 years.
Yeah. So I've been, you know, building this and then, in 2020, when the pandemic hit, I was like, okay, this can help people. This, you know, this is a helpful, useful, needed tool. Mm-hmm. And so I incorporated in 2020. So I had been building prior, incorporated, and then, you know, technically, you know, it became a business in 2020.
So, you know, within your journey of entrepreneurship, like, how have your friends, your family, other relationships, how have they, like, perceived this journey? Like, were they skeptical? Were they, like, jumping on the board? Everybody was cool? You know, how did they take that announcement?
I think that I had this vision, right? It was just so right, you know, and I think that, you know, my explanation of why I needed to do this, you know, why I felt this draw to do this. I mean, you know, I could have retreated to other forms of creative outlet to, you know, to help me mend. I specifically went into this digital world as a memorial to my late husband. And so once the, you know, that was explained of, you know, why I'm doing this, it was embraced and supported and has been all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's good. That's good. Well, what do you know now that you wish you knew then when you first took the leap?
Well, I wish I would have, from the go of this being a concept of what it was, started filling myself more with business side of the what now. So, you know, I guess for me, right, like, I needed all that creative, outlet space and just to sit there and be in it. Where, you know, the business side is not so fun, right? It's, you know, it's educating yourself. It's, you know,
it's tedious.
It's tedious. and so, yeah, I mean,
necessary.
Very, very necessary. And, and, you know, I wouldn't change my journey, right? Because of what I needed, but advice to others, especially creative others, right, who have you know, big visions and feel warm within those creative spaces mm-hmm. is to break it up and, you know, mm-hmm. do your fun, happy, warm things. And then take, you know, 10% of that and start researching the business side and, you know, increase that as you move along and you know, then, you know, you don't reach the end and you're like, okay, the what now? and then it causes all kinds of really terrible undue stress and anxiety. Right. You panic right. and right. you know you built and you have this yeah. product and you think it's so great and it's going to do wonderful things, but you know it's just invisible unless it has all the rest.
Right. Yeah, I did that when I launched my t-shirt line. I kind of just jumped in it because I had a good idea. People were on board with the idea, but the business side of it was like, okay, now I got to learn this part. So yeah, I totally understand it. And now I'm going through that with my paintings, but at least with that, it's more of a cathartic. But you get it. That's yeah. more of just therapy for me. So even if people don't want it, that's okay. But that's where I am now. I'm learning that part of, okay, well, if somebody does buy something, how do I ship it? And how do I do all this? So I'm trying to learn that now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And, you know, again, it's your warm, happy space. And mm-hmm. it feels good to be in those creative spaces. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in retrospect, if, mm-hmm. you know, a small portion of that every day gets dedicated to the right. end, to the end of that, you know, what now?
Right.
Yep.
So what's the worst thing that you have to deal with as an entrepreneur? How did you bounce back and what did you learn from that situation?
It was a big one. So I had been building those 3D augmented reality costumes through a third party, through Snapchat. Mm-hmm. So Snapchat is an augmented reality platform. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, build within their platform through a software that's called Lens Studio. And anybody can do it. Anybody can build lenses and filters for Snapchat. So that was going to be my that was going to be the way that I was going to host and interact with people using those masks. And in 2018, they came out with a software that was called Snap Camera that allowed for the interaction of all of the lenses on Snapchat to be available through a computer, through a desktop. Oh. So it was a software that you downloaded and then you could get into a Zoom environment like this. And then you could access that Snap Camera and get into the costume. So I had been building in that way, that mm-hmm. to put on the virtual play, people mm-hmm. would all get into a Zoom environment. They'd all get into costume. And then that's how it would take place.
Right.
So January of this year, I'm talking to a friend on the phone and he was like, hey, did you hear that Snap is going to yank Snap Camera? And my stomach dropped.
Oh, wow.
And I had not heard that. And so I hang up the phone and I start to do research. And in 3 weeks, it was done.
Wow.
They were turning it. They have turned it off. So, you know, in the fetal position and several tears later in a complete freak out. I'm like, what is gonna happen. I built with the software. Uh-huh. And, you know, that's the problem of, you know, relying on third party, mm-hmm. anything, right? They control whatever they do with their stuff. Uh-huh. And so I took that intense terror, fear. I mean, it was, you know, tears over it. I was, you know, in terror about what do I do? What do I do with this being gone and having to pivot? Mm-hmm. And so something incredible happened. I took that intense level of terror and I channeled it into a state of flow. Ooh. And it was like a tunnel vision of, I'm going to solve this and immediately solve this. So I took an accredited course to become a certified emotional intelligence coach.
Oh, okay.
And I took that course and all of its content, and I got into augmented reality costume on my computer, and I recorded, edited, and created a course in costume, 40 EQ videos.
Oh,
wow. I showed examples of how to get into costume through recording on the computer for the virtual play. And I crammed all of this work into 3 weeks before they turned it off. And from the time I woke up in the morning, I had my computer on my lap to literally I set it down and I went to bed, and I did this repeatedly for 3 weeks. And I recreated the virtual play into something that only occurs on a smartphone. So it still uses snap codes to get into, into costume, but now you can either record, your snap and then upload it onto the site if you'd like, or you can, you know, just do this, between your family and friends, interact with the play. And so, you know, something like a therapy setting, like, you know, a therapist could hand somebody the costume, not record, you know, and let them interact with costume, the phone device. And, you know, out of that process, I'm probably the only person on the planet that still has these costumes in my cache.
Oh, that's too funny.
So these are still available to me. So I can still, you know, create videos off of any of these. But they're not available to anybody else.
right.
Well, they are through the phone, but you know, not how they were intended to be through a Zoom call.
Right. Wow. So what about, on the flip side, the best thing that's happened to you on your journey so far?
Well, I think that I enhanced my emotional intelligence. I put new tools into my toolbox to navigate through my own emotional state. And, you know, grief is forever, right?
Yes.
It's every memory, it's every anniversary, it's every, you know, it's always, but I grew stronger. I learned about myself, stronger. I, enhanced and bettered my emotional state. And, that was a, you know, that was an immense gift, for me as you know, personally out of this.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
Okay. So tell us about a crazy situation or scenario where you were dealing with the vendor or client, you know, doing this whole space. Like, do you have any like crazy stories or like a customer that was just like outrageous and out of control or?
No, nothing like that has happened. But I'm at the start of this, right? Okay. So, so I don't really, I've done a lot of beta testing where I've given my product away for free just so that I could, you know, iron out the kinks, but I don't have, you know, I don't have any of those stories yet because I've not experienced them.
Okay. Yet. That's
but
understood.
Right?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It just happened.
That's a good thing.
It's coming. So we'd like to know what's on your playlist. What do you listen to get into your creative space?
So I weirdly use what is it called?
Rap music.
Oh no. I use an app that is for meditation.
Oh.
It's focus music that both sides of your hemispheres of your brain with sound. And so I play that quite a bit to the uproar of my husband who has to listen to that. Like, will you please turn that off?
I was focusing.
Insight Timer is the name of the app. So, so it's focus music. And so I use that a lot. Just, you know, easy to put it on and then click in.
Awesome.
Well, so how do you manage feelings of like self-doubt when you're going through like you're going through your concepts? Like, how do you get to those moments and push through them?
Lots of research of, am I going in the right direction? Am I taking the right path? I have a friend that I talk to a lot about just business related stuff. He works mainly in real estate, so it's not apples to apples.
Right.
It's, you know, business, you know, general business discussions that we have. But there, you know, not knowing a business is filled with doubt, right? You just don't know what you don't know. And so it's a lot of research, and you know, sometimes it takes you in different directions and you don't get a clear result of what's right or what to do. And so you wing it sometimes, right? And then in the end, you find out that it was wrong, and then you redo it.
Okay. I understand that. So what is one final piece of advice that you would give to new entrepreneurs about to start their journey?
Is to embrace what you love about it. Do what you love, right? Don't choose something that you're lukewarm about, and don't follow a path that isn't feeding your soul.
Right. I love that. Well, tell our listeners, how can they find you, your website? How can they follow you on social media?
So the website is emotionaltheater.com. And so on there is also a free theater tour. So anybody who wants to book that, it's free, and I can take them through everything that Emotional Theater has to offer. And so they can get filled in with tools and resources that work specifically for them. LinkedIn, Emotional Theater has its own LinkedIn site, but as well, I am on there, Jolene Sheldon. And Instagram is emotional.theater is the handle. And Facebook has an Emotional Theater page.
Awesome. And we'll include those links as well. Definitely. Well, Jolene, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your journey and about your business. Definitely sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me. I loved this conversation.
Thank you.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode and found some tips on how to tap into your emotional intelligence. Join us next week as we speak with Brenda Boyle, owner of Fireheart Coaching and Consulting. And she takes us not only on her journey, but helps us learn how to build that team that's so important to all of our entrepreneurial journeys. See you next time. Are you an entrepreneur or a small business owner? Or is your target audience entrepreneurs or business owners? Then we definitely have a spot for you. Become an advertiser or an actual guest on our podcast. We are stepping forward and we'd love to have you a part of our team. Send an email to info@entrepreneurshiphappens.com and we'll get right back to you and get you all scheduled and on our list. See you then.